This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Family farming in the focus here. This week's version of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a dairy focus. Much of the discussion will be at the behest of a gentleman who has a farm that's doing a lot of the things that I was doing on my dairy farm to a point. So let's get into dairying, because there is a lot of focus. There ought to be trying to find signs of hope in the milk market or doing different things. This program is geared to American family farmers. I don't define, somebody sent me a note the other day and said, you don't define the family farmer well enough. I know what it means, but it's not too helpful. I'm a family farmer, and I know who I am, and I know what I'm doing, and I try to present on the program people who not necessarily have the same philosophy, but who are in business, who represent what is a tradition in American farming. I am a traditionalist. I like the feel of being on the tractor. I like the feel of being out in the open. It's a great meditative state, frankly, that I get myself into. There is so many problems, though. Sometimes it's worrisome. Yesterday I was on the tractor for 4 or 5 hours, and I started thinking about things, and, you know, you get into this, okay, how are we going to pay this bill, or how are we going to do that job? And you can get yourself stuck there. I think you have to have certain faith in your abilities, and our job here is to underscore what you find your abilities and to stay with them. The idea of not only supporting family farmers and the people who are running farm businesses, but the locavore movement. These are the people who use our product, who like what we produce. They're the ones that we pay the most attention to. And we are here to talk about what grows, what you eat, why you make the food choices you do. That's part of what we focus on. So following the passion. I was speaking of passion, this is the time of year when you start to see a lot of ads for the annual county fair or the state fair. They happen the end of August, or they happen in September. Sometimes they run into October. But every year we get excited. Those of us who are in the farm business want to go see the cows, want to go see the horses, want to go see what's new. And so it's something that that I want to support, because I think that it's important for us to support each other in these endeavors. And besides the fact, it's kind of fun. Good food, most of the places. So before we get to meet Jonathan White, who runs a farm called Bobolink Farm, and get into his philosophy, I wanted to share with you something that's going on in the state of Connecticut. And because I believe agriculture has become disrespected in the minds of the American, I don't know that they go out of the way, but every once in a while, while I'm out in the field on a tractor, or I'm in a rural place, but in a suburban community. And so when people encounter me on the road, or the folks that work with me on one of my tractors going up and down the road or going to a field, often this happens, and it's more with younger people than not. There are those who take delight in making fun of you old hick on the tractor, you know, this kind of stuff, and laughing and giving you the finger, or, you know, just kind of stupid, disrespectful things that apply to those who are ignorant about where their food comes from. And this philosophy, if you will, or this mindset, is permeating our society to the point where not only do people not respect where their food comes from, but the government doesn't really either. And what's the quickest way out? You notice the last person to be appointed as a secretary, the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Perdue, when Trump became the president. And it bothered me, because I think that we show, through things like that, a disrespect. It was kind of like an afterthought. Or at least it came across. Maybe it isn't or wasn't, but it came across that way. And so now, the latest example of governments not dealing with the problems of where our food comes from is the state of Connecticut in a difficult financial bind. And when you look around at the problems they have there, that's probably an understatement. The legislature hasn't been able, this sounds familiar, to come up with any budget which is agreeable to both parties, so they're scrambling to try to figure out how to run the state and move it forward, even without any kind of any kind of budget. And so what both sides are looking at is the elimination of the Department of Agriculture in the state of Connecticut. Now, Connecticut is, if you don't know, a very strong agricultural state. Beautiful areas in the northwestern part of the state, some of the south central and the eastern side of the state, fabulous dairy farms, fabulous truck farms. Pomfret is an area of Connecticut I'm familiar with. You get on 395 in Massachusetts. All those areas in there are great farm areas. But they're not able to come up with a solution for their problems, but because agriculture in Connecticut, even though it's had a resurgence in the last 10, 15, 20 years, and this is in part because of the support of the Ag Department, the rest of the people in the cities, Hartford, New Haven, the areas along the south coast, they don't have a clue as to what's going on. Their representatives don't have a clue, and they aren't focused on agriculture. So somebody suggested they eliminate the Department of Agriculture from the state budget, and now it looks like they're moving in that direction. Without support for agriculture, where does that state go? There are 1,200 dairy farms in Connecticut. That's like 10 times as many as are in Massachusetts. But, hey, gonzo. There just isn't the kind of support for agriculture, and that's why I'm doing this program, because we need to keep it more on the front page, more of a main component of how we think. So with that in mind, in a moment, we're going to meet Jonathan White, who's the son of a math professor and an editor. He's a cheese lover, and he decided he was going to put his love of cheese to work in a way that he can make a living running Baba League Farm. So, Jonathan, up next here on this week's American Family Farmer.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
All right, we have 16 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jonathan White, who runs Bobolink Farm. If you want to go to his website while we're having our conversation here, it's cowsoutside.com, cowsoutside.com. So what do we take about your philosophy? Going to that website, Jonathan, what do we take away from the name of the website as to your philosophy of how to handle cows? They belong outside. They don't belong inside, right?
Well, actually, we turned the when we bought this farm in 2010, we took the old dairy barn and turned it into a bakery. So
oh.
there is no inside for the cows.
Okay.
Our cows, they live on pasture. They naturally reproduce because we keep the boys around, keep them intact. They give birth out on pasture. They come in once a day for milking.
Mm-hmm.
We don't milk during the winter. So once the grass is gone, which is usually sort of mid-November, always by Thanksgiving, we've stopped milking the cows. And then they start giving birth in March, and we start milking them right away. We leave the calves with their moms on pasture until they're 8 to 12 weeks old.
Really?
Yeah, so we're pretty unconventional.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you a little, this is sort of an insight into where I come from so we can have some simpatico here.
Sure.
I've been around cows all of my life. I have a farm. If you go to a website, my farm is Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. For about 7-8 years after the milk market crashed, I sold raw milk and cheeses and things on the farm and loved it. But it became so expensive in the circumstance that I am, in the geographic expense of being where I am, that I stopped doing it, although there's a part of me that would like to do it again.
And where is your farm?
I'm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. Not unlike you're about an hour or so out of New York City, right?
Sure, yeah. We're just a little over an hour. Yeah.
So what does that do to the value of that 150 acres that you have and the pressure to develop it?
Yeah, well, first of all, we started our business and our herd in 2002 on a rented farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we purchased this farm. Then we then went about 8 years of shopping for farmlands. And the farm I'm sitting on now, which we bought in 2010, was the one where we went, aha,
yeah.
This is the one.
Right.
And the reason we chose this is a couple things. First of all, we wanted proximity to our market, which is New York City,
mm-hmm.
Not primarily, although we sell nationally. And number two, I was looking for a farm that just laid the way I wanted it. The rented farm that we had been on was prone to flooding. And as you know, wet ground is not very good for cows.
No.
This is a lovely hilltop farm. It's 187 acres, including the woodlands. About 150 of it is now permanent pasture.
Right.
And it has three ravines, which are actually not natural ravines. They're the result of 100 years of tillage on a shale hill.
Really?
One of them is right behind the barn. And I think if they had continued growing crops on that hill, the barn probably would have eventually been washed into the Delaware. But in any case, that ravine was that was the first thing where my wife looked at me and said, oh, my God, you've been talking about that. You know, we wanted a farm where there was a refuge for the cows during that dangerous time, which, contrary to belief, and I'm sure you know this, but maybe your listeners don't, cows are fine in the winter. Okay.
Yep.
If the ground is frozen, doesn't matter how cold it is, as long as they're well fed, if their bellies are full of good hay, and the ground is solid, they're fine. When it's just above freezing and raining and the wind is blowing, that's when they are subject to hypothermia.
We had, when I stopped my operation here, it was 2.5 years ago during that horrible winter when we had literally 11 feet of snow. And 30 degree below zero temperatures. And even though my cows are outside, they have shelter, they couldn't handle it. And I just said, enough of this. So, but I understand the philosophy, and it really does work. We'll talk more about how that works and how you might, if you're a dairy person, get some great ideas from Jonathan White as we continue here on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Devoting time, talent, and temperature to what's going on the farm, on the family farm in America. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus is on Bobolink Farm in suburban New York, out in New Jersey. I was looking, Jonathan White, at a story of what's going on in Vermont this week. They have the on-farm Olympics, where they have... This would be something good for all of us to do. This gets the public involved, but the public can't participate. They can just watch as the farmers fight with each other, or not fight, but they compete with each other, various things like rolling wrapped round bales. Most people, when they see, they think they're big mushrooms or they're big marshmallows. When they see them on the side of the road, in fact, it's baleage. Could be dry hay or baleage hay that's wrapped in plastic, and they're... Yeah, generally, they weigh about 1,000 pounds. Is that how you feed? What do you do, by the way, on your farm for winter feed? You don't milk. You're doing what a lot of other people are doing, frankly. They're milking in season. I thought about this, but I never could get everybody in sync with it. So we never had our calving operation in the wintertime. We'd stop around Thanksgiving, with Thanksgiving to Christmas, then not start again until the 1st of April. But we still milk through the winter. But you've figured it out and gotten it so that all your cows dry off around Thanksgiving, and you've bred them so that they're going to freshen in April. Is that, if I'm putting two and two together, that's what you're doing, right?
Well, in theory, yeah.
Right, there you go.
Actually, we're a bit further south than you and a little bit more inland, so we actually aim for calving to begin on March 1st, which is usually after the real threat of bad winter storms is over.
Right.
And although I have to tell you, in the past, you know, it's funny, as Wendell Berry likes to say, you know, success in agriculture comes from taking solution, combining problems into solutions. Well,
yes.
Sometimes you solve one problem and create another one. So after that horrible winter that you described,
yes,
which was not quite as bad for us, but it was pretty bad. That winter we struggled with getting the young stock well enough fed to keep their condition up over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up setting up a hay wagon with an electric wire at about shoulder height around it so that the young stock didn't have to compete with the big guys for hay. And then we'd also put out dry molasses and kelp them to free choice, although they ate very little of it. I just felt better knowing that, you know.
It's much better for their digestion, though. Kelp is seaweed, and seaweed's great for their digestion, but they don't like it.
Yeah. Well, I figured if they craved it, they'd eat it. So, in any case, that worked so well that our winter body condition on the yearling heifers stayed well enough that we had a whole bunch of early births this year. So,
oh, good.
In the past, during the winter, once we dry everybody off, we put them all together in a winter herd, you know, bulls, cows, yearlings, everybody, one big happy family. And we just presumed that the yearlings wouldn't come into heat until they hit the clover in the spring, which generally, you know, brings them back into on their heat.
That's a risky proposition.
Well, you know, it worked really well up until up until we solved the winter feeding problem. So, you know the old saying, babies take 9 months, but the first one can come anytime?
Right.
So we had five early births this winter. But, you know, live and learn. So now we have the convent herd. All the young ladies are going to be locked away for the winter, away from the
The convent herd. Wow. So how many cows do you have all together?
We're around 120 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I was milking about 120 and had at one point in time about 500 at one point. We were using 800 acres of land all over central and western Massachusetts. It became craziness. But it sounds like you've got your thing pretty locked in pretty tight. We're going to talk about a program that Jonathan White has that combines the talents of cows and the problem of autism, coming up in the next half hour of...
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a sort of transformative look. That's a word somebody used for how we try to present information here. You can always send me a request for something that you want us to follow, some ideas you want us to pursue, subject matter you would like to have us examine and find if it's a problem, what the solution is. To listen to podcasts of the American Family Farmer, go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. So anybody who's on the program, anybody who's connected to the program, you want to go back and hear the program, the easiest way to find it is to go to, again, blogtalkradio, all one word, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. And we have an American Family Farmer, as is the case with all of our programs. Jonathan White is here from Bobolink Farm. If you go to www.cowsoutside.com, that's www.cowsoutside.com, you'll see the philosophy of the farm. I'm going to guess that you and your wife that I'm looking at. Shall I assume that? I don't want to assume too much, but
Same girl for 35 years.
There you go. So what breed are you using?
Well, that's a good question. because modern cows aren't so good at grazing, what we did is we started our own sort of herd book.
Really?
We were given a Kerry bull in 2004. And we used a Kerry bull to breed our Guernsey, Jersey, Ayrshire, Brown Swiss, Dutch Belted, Milking Shorthorn, and Dexters. And
combo.
The thing is, the Kerry is such an old breed. It's pretty much the direct descendant of the wild auroch, which the ancient Celts domesticated in like 2800 BC or something. It's such old genetics that it's pretty predominant. So at this point, you know, how many generations, like 12, 13 generations later, they look remarkably like Kerrys. And then we have a Guernsey looking one every now and then, and a Holstein looking, or actually Ayrshire looking one every now and then. But so, basically, if you look at, actually the best place to look at photos of the farm would be on Facebook, because we post new photos to Facebook all the time if you just do Bobolink Dairy.
So Facebook.com/Bobolink Dairy.
Yeah, okay. That should do it.
All right. And so the reason I ask you, you make a good point. Yeah. I have found that I have raised jerseys over the years. I grew up on Guernseys, and Guernseys mm-hmm. became finicky, kind of difficult. They used to be more hardy, and for a while they sort of, for whatever reason, had that bread out of them, and they weren't that hardy. And so I went to Jerseys. Now the new Guernseys are bigger. They're almost like Normandies in a lot of ways, but they stay fairly true. I don't find them personality-wise to be to my liking. I am one of those people that I become very close to my cows. I raise them like they were my pets, and I protect them. I don't slaughter them at the end of their life. And so I don't care to have the same sort of aura around them. So I like jerseys for that reason, but it's harder and harder. The reason I bring it up is because it's harder and harder to find good jerseys around.
Yeah, you need to pay us a visit.
I do. Yeah, I think you're right. I think I think I will come down and come in. So let's let me just give people a little idea as to where you came from, because you're not a farm guy.
Well, now I am, but
But I mean, you didn't come from farm roots. Sorry to mistake.
Right.
Excuse me. sometimes there are things that get stuck in your throat.
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to be there. I was just, my heavens, chewing on a grape before I came back to the studio. Excuse me. Good heavens. No, the background for you and your wife as far as where you grew up, how you grew up, and what intrigued you about becoming a dairyman?
Well, what drove me to being a dairyman was wanting 100% grass-fed milk. I became a farmer in 2002, but I began making cheese in 1989, mm-hmm. and I actually quit my day job in 93 and have been a professional cheesemaker ever since.
What was your day job before that?
I was an engineer. I was designing medical devices and automation systems and telecommunications and all kinds of stuff. I was an electrical engineering dilettante. And my wife, by the way, trained in ballet and modern dance. So,
oh, wow.
Which is great training for, choreographing the cows.
Yeah.
So when she herds the cows, they all start on the same foot. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So in breeding the Kerries, though, what the Kerries brought to the picnic was a couple things. First of all, they're very smart cows. They have very strong intuitive intellect, which cows out on pasture need that. They, they need their social order.
Yes.
They also live forever. In fact, I was given in 2004, when I was given the bull, I was also given half a dozen old ladies,
really? Like
ancient registered Kerries, one of whom I still have. Her name is Cersei. And she hasn't lactated in a few years, but she has a calf every spring. And God willing, this spring she'll have another calf, and she'll turn 30.
God love her. Oldest cow I ever had here was a 23-year-old Jersey who hadn't lactated for, I think, 8 years before she died. But she was a fabulous cow. She was the great, the grand dam, if you will.
Yeah.
They're hardy cows, though. These Kerries are very hardy.
They're very hardy. And, as a cheesemaker, I started with some Guernseys because I love the milk.
Yep.
But the problem with Guernseys is since about the 1950s, they've been show cows.
Yeah.
And they've been bred for looks. And then for a while there, people tried to breed them to compete on milk production, and they're just not built for it. I actually have a photo of the Waukesha, Wisconsin Grand Champion from 1904, which was a little Guernsey named Hulu. And she's a tiny cow, and she gave 10,000 pounds of milk.
Wow.
And I look at that photo, and I forget how many pounds, 600 pounds of butterfat or something. I look at that photo, and it's like, gosh, I wish I had that cow. Yeah. But I think the Guernsey was bred up into Barbie. You know, they were bred for looks and not brains.
Yeah.
And they've lost their ability to raise calves. Realize my cows suckle their calves. They raise the calves. We just had calf number 44 born this morning, by the way.
Yeah. Was it a heifer or a bull?
It was a heifer, but we like the bulls too.
Keep the bulls?
We keep the good bulls. The bad bulls, the boys that distinguish themselves through bad behavior or rampant stupidity, become suckled veal.
There you go.
So,
look out for those men. The men who become, who are victims of rampant stupidity. They're two-legged and they're four-legged. Hold on a moment, because, Jonathan, I want to talk to you about your son, Jacob, and how that all factors into your operation there. As we continue the pursuit of information about how this gentleman has made a go of it with his wife and his family in a very competitive business, but a great marketplace for what he's doing, the suburban New York area, 43 past the hour. If you have not, in terms of, I was just actually looking at something that was very intriguing. The one of the trade magazines had a story about youngsters in Vermont growing beets, and they wear T-shirts, Kara, that say dead beet on them, but they're not referenced to how they live their life. There's a picture of a beet, and they are, as it turns out, and I read the story, they are growing beets for our friends at Super Beets. Super Beets is the product that is number one in performance, a performance-enhancing vegetable. Seems hard to believe. It boosts your circulation, your energy, your stamina. Just eating beets. Now, you have to eat three beets to get as much in your system as one teaspoon of Super Beets, which boosts nitric oxide, the nitric level. Nitric oxide opens up the whole gas, the third most important gas in our body, is the gas that opens up your arteries, gets blood to go to your muscles, to your brain, to all over your body. And, if you want to eat three beets a day, that's okay. Don't bother with Super Beets. But if that's inconvenient, you want a glass of superfood, drinking Super Beets every day may be the ticket. Here's the secret. Super Beets are lightly dried, so the dietary nitrates are protected, helping support healthy blood pressure levels. That's what healthy circulation is all about, and that's what you get from using Super Beets, boosting energy, stamina. Professional athletes all over the place, Olympic athletes using Super Beets. So hopefully I've given you enough information to go to DougLikesBeets.com and see what there is to offer for you and your family. You'll find it to be the exploration of that website, DougLikesBeets.com, always comes away with people saying, okay, I'm going to try that. And you will, and you'll keep using it because it works. And with your first order at DougLikesBeets.com of Super Beets, you get a bonus 30-day supply free, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com for a healthy, wonderful lifestyle. DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There's people care where I'm going. And good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom. Drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
American Family Farmer, this is a point aside in a manner of speaking. I'm always amazed by the work that's being done on a lot of our college campuses, the focus on agriculture and resiliency. So when I see a story about this, in fact, the story about a student at Cornell who is breeding different organic cucumber varieties, trying to do the same thing, I think, with some beets, it really is very cool to understand what's going on. What it does is teach us about how the system works.
And I say that because most of us in farming understand how the system works, but most of the people that value our products don't know how the system works. And in this case, this person at Cornell is using bees. And that's, you know, you really have to have bees in order for anything to really grow. But the way the bees are reacting or interacting is probably a better word, with the flowers that create the cucumber. You know, if you look at a plant, if you look at a pumpkin plant, if you look at a squash plant, if you look at a cucumber plant, the viney, the sorts of things that, you know, are really dramatic, the flowers, that bright yellow that comes out, and then the bee pollinates the pollen, pollinates the flower, and then it becomes a squash or a cucumber or a pumpkin or something like that. And so this young woman has figured out how the bees can pollinate using a certain lesion on the plant leaves, if I understand it correctly. And it's not, I'm not going to get into the weeds, pardon the pun, but I think really what I'm trying to highlight here is how cool it is this kind of research is being done by farmers of the future on some of our country's great agricultural institutions. Doug Steffen here. Now 46 past the hour, the American Family Farmer with Jonathan White, who has a son named Jacob, who's 23 years old, who's autistic. So how has that played into what you and your wife and your family have done on your farm?
Well, it evolved. when Jacob was young, he loved cows, and I think he liked their size and all that. Jake is, as you said, he's 23. He's about 6'1". He's a big guy. He's barely verbal. And unfortunately, he's also self-injurious.
Yeah.
And when he was smaller, when he had, you know, he gets frustrated because he has this huge communication incapacity. Yeah. And he gets frustrated and he starts biting his hand and hitting his head. Mm. And when he got large enough that I could no longer keep him from hurting himself. And Nina, my wife and I started getting injured ourselves in the process. He was never aggressive towards us, but if we tried to stop him from hurting himself, he would lash out at us. So he's actually not living on the farm currently. He's living in a group home campus where there's enough trained adults that when he needs to be restrained for his own safety, you know, that can happen.
Right.
What we're working on right now, though, and we're very much in the early stages, we're working with a group of parents of other individuals with the same needs at establishing a farm along the lines of a Camp Hill farm, where these guys will have something to do every day, because keeping them occupied, even with something as simple as hand milling wheat for bread or weeding a garden or whatever, that's the key to helping them manage the behaviors, is they just need to be kept busy. Mm-hmm. And institutions aren't particularly good at, they're good at training people to restrain our kids, but they're not very good at engaging them. And because Jacob did grow up on a farm and was engageable in agricultural stuff early, we're working with a group of parents, and hopefully within the next few years we'll establish a farm community where able-bodied people who want to farm, and there's lots of them around, can be paired off with people that need to be cared for, which is kind of the old extended family farm, so that's where that's headed for now. One other thing I'd like to mention is bobolink dairy is part of the dairy grazing apprenticeship program. Are you aware of that?
No.
DGA? Yeah, there's it's the first agricultural apprenticeship program ever approved by the U.S. Department of Labor.
Wow.
And our local version of it is being run out of PASA, Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a grazing master, so-called, and I have currently one apprentice and may have a second
wow.
coming on soon.
All right. So maybe check it out. I'm going to come down, I think, and visit you. I think that would be a good trip. So go to www.cowsoutside.com to find more about how Jonathan White runs Bobolink Farm. Thank you for being here, Jonathan, on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. Pay the loans down, fill our diesel tank up.
Make all right, so rat. It's 53 minutes after the hour. I'm just chuckling to myself here. The American Family Farmer basically focused on the farmers and the ag community and the local boards that use our products. Every once in a while, something just too good to be true pops up. So I call your attention to something that actually is posted on one of the programs that I do, the Facebook page for the DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show, has a picture of a calf that looks stunningly like Gene Simmons when he's in his makeup from Kiss. So if you want to see something really kind of cool, a little silly, Gene Simmons says he's utterly thrilled by this newborn calf that has a strikingly similar black and white marking on its face as to the paint he wears when he's on stage. He tweeted saying, quote, "This is real, folks. Calf called Genie, born in Texas. Looks exactly like me. Came from a farm near Kerrville, Texas." And so if you want to see this silly but yet serious sort of, and even with a tongue, Simmons and his tongue, this calf with his tongue out, it's really pretty amazing. In a moment, my commentary here on the American Family Farmer.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And stay big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle. Or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, 56 past the hour, American Family Farmer. The Dairy Farmers of America, and I don't mean the group, the DFA, I mean dairy farmers, have been confronting problems for a long time. I am a lifelong dairy farmer, dairy guy. The present pricing system is ridiculous. The way farmers and their work is not valued, the price structure. So there are a number of people who've gone to the USDA under this new administration to try to get them to consider a pricing formula that considers the dairy farmers' cost of production. Even though there were thousands of petitions signed by consumers and dairy farmers, along with support letters from county commissioners, from various national and state farm organizations, the USDA has turned down a request. So this is the continued ignorance, and I mentioned this earlier because I think that it's important. I think that Trump doesn't have a clue about farmers. He can talk about Canadian milk and all that other stuff, but he's a New Yorker, and he's not faced with, nor is he familiar with, nor does he seem to really care about what's going on in America's farms. I think Perdue is an okay agriculture secretary. I can't see the USDA doing anything exciting at the moment. And certainly the FDA, which still is populated by too many goons from Monsanto, is not the solution. But I think that if you keep working at this, they have to pay attention to what's going on. There are the National Farm Organization. There's a couple that didn't participate in this for fairly obvious reasons. And that's why I don't belong to these groups anymore. But there have been some like the National Farmers Union who are trying to give dairy farmers a shot. Instead, they keep getting shot down. So, you know, these people don't even know where the milk's going to come from. They don't. They're not planning for the future. And we aren't being paid for the cost of production. So the manufacturers of dairy products are making the money. The people who give them the product to manufacture their products are not getting it. So sooner or later, they're going to run out of sources. And, well, maybe they're going overseas to buy cheap milk. But I think that at this point, we have a little bit of a sign of milk market hope, but not the way it should be. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.